Farm bill discussions already getting congressional attention. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. The current farm bill doesn't expire until 2007, but there is talk ongoing in Washington of extending the bill another year. But farmers say it's too early for that. Jonna Miller reports.
Several Democrats from the House Agriculture Committee have introduced legislation that would extend the 2002 Farm Bill for 1 year. The intent of the bill is to ensure that the Farm Bill stays in its current form until World Trade Organization negotiations are complete.
While this legislation isn't something we can support right now, I strongly suspect if we don't make progress in the World Trade Organization negotiations in the first part of 2006, there will be a lot of folks in the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrat alike, that will want to take a look at this.
American Farm Bureau Farm Policy Specialist Mary Kay Thatcher says right now the bill might send the wrong signal to other nations, but
it's very important that we do indeed move forward with the Farm Bill and the World Trade Organization on parallel tracks. Otherwise, we're going to give up negotiating leverage.
U.S. tariffs and export subsidies are already among the lowest in the world.
So in the negotiations, the thing that the U.S. will give up most is domestic supports. If we give up those domestic supports in a 2007 Farm Bill, then we don't have as much to use as leverage against high tariffs and high export subsidies in other countries.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Well, the Economic Research Service of USDA has recently released their U.S. agricultural export forecast for fiscal year 2006, and it shows a record $64.5 billion. That's up $1 billion from their August forecast and $2.1 billion higher than 2005. Here in Tennessee, ag exports in 2004 were estimated at $861 million. Cotton and soybeans topped the list. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.